I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. We're pumping share for the audience. We're excited because Sandra Bernhard's here and Eva Marcel. Eva the Diva from the Atlanta Housewives. Always love when Sandy's here. Always love Eva's shade. See you in there.
A night in her presence is an enchanted trip, and she shaded Shamia, then served her bean dip. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sandra Bernhard and Eva Marcel now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, celebrating the first night of Hanukkah by getting as lit as a menorah. My first guest is a comedian, an actress, a Jewess, a hostess, who is now no longer carrying the weight of the world on her shoulders after settling her famous Mariah Carey feud. Yeah. See her live in Quicksand at Joe's Pub in New York City, December 26th to 23rd. December 26th to 31st. I'll be there. Baby. It's our pal, Sandra Bernhard. And she is a model. She is one of the newest Real Housewives of Atlanta who isn't afraid to throw a little shade and occasionally speak in the third person. Welcome back, Eva Marcel. Great to see you. Eva, you're both giving us a lot of boot tonight.
Boot.
I love it. Party. And the two of you met because you did Alec Baldwin's match game a few months ago.
Yes. We did match game together.
Sure
and
did.
Sandra was hilarious. I was terrified.
No, you're hilarious. You were great. You were wonderful.
Thank you.
Warm, relaxed.
I was heavier.
Well, you just had a baby.
I just had a baby.
You look incredible.
Well, speaking of models, tonight's bartenders are known for working a briefcase, but tonight they're slinging drinks until we've all got a briefcase of the boo sweats from Deal or No Deal coming to CNBC. Say hi to Mahogany Locks and Brittany McGowan. The Deal or No Deal Christmas special airs tomorrow on NBC. And I have an interesting factoid about both of you, which I'm going to get into in a little bit. I want to get started. Big night on Bravo tonight. We started with Atlanta. We met Marlo's nephew, Azaria. He's so trendy, just like Marlo.
He's
look how
so cute. He was so
super cute.
Super
cute little jeans look, right, Sandy?
Aww.
Yes. Well, when the ladies collectively agreed to not tell Portia about Dennis's fast, shockingly, it still got back to Portia, which made us all think,
who said that?
Roll it.
The ladies and I had a lunch and I had spoke to them about, and she's tattooed different girls that I know name on him. Somehow it got back to you.
See, I don't get involved in people's relationships.
Did you tell Portia?
No.
Nene came to me. Nene was like,
Nina was like, well, I think she didn't tell you because she was worried how you react.
You got your tattoo?
I got my name tattooed, yeah.
On him.
On him. I didn't know you. You got a tattoo.
I didn't know that. He falls hard. He may get a tattoo.
But if I find out it's multiple people that you've done that to in the last year and a half.
I joked about it. I mean, he got so many damn tattoos. It may be a name I'm looking at every day.
Probably.
She should be too busy selling penises and butt plugs to be worried about what Dennis is doing.
Okay, that brings us to our first poll question, which is, do you think Candy is concerned or being shady? Vote in the poll right now. What do you think, Eva the Diva?
Candy's definitely being shady.
Candy's being shady?
No question about it.
Okay. It looks like the audience is agreeing on that. And you're a big Orange County Housewives fan.
I am an enormous Orange County Housewives
fan. Wow. You're a big Shannon fan.
Shannon's glow up this year is everything. She's had the hardest year. She looks fabulous. I'm so happy for her.
Okay.
We all are.
And tonight's OC reunion, Gina was serving Shannon shade while Shannon was serving us Lisa Rinna. This is interesting. Watch.
Don't tell me to zip my mouth shut. You're the one making comparisons.
You can say something that relates. You're talking.
I just don't understand why you people don't own it.
I'm owning it. I said it. I'm owning it.
Sure.
Wow, that was amazing. I love it. Okay, your questions for Sandra and Eva are coming in. Before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, navigating the world can be a wild ride, but if there's one person I want strapped in beside me, it is the enlightened. Let you judicious Sandy be. So yes, here's what, it's time for cutting through the sandemonium. Sandra, I will present you with some hot topics. I just want your opinion.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Melania Trump's holiday White House decor, the red Christmas trees. She tweeted, we're in 21st century and everyone has different tastes. Thoughts?
Well, I think we should go back to the 20th century. That would be my resolution for this little issue.
What are your thoughts on the rumors that Maroon 5 might headline this year's Super Bowl halftime show?
I am losing my mind.
Really?
I am so excited. I am not moving from my couch when Maroon 5 hits the stadium.
Because no one stands
no one
for
turns,
Maroon 5.
No one turns me on like Maroon 5.
That's why you're wearing maroon, yes. Yes. Thoughts on the latest news that the Spice Girls announced a reunion tour without Victoria Beckham?
A lady's got to make a dollar.
Yeah. So the ladies in the Spice Girls.
That's
yes,
right. And that, Victoria's already making them.
Yeah, right.
She's
yes.
She hit the jackpot.
Thoughts on rumors that Meghan Markle is causing a royal rift between because her demands have been high.
Well, you know, I mean, should we just give her a beat?
Yeah, give her a beat.
Let's give her a beat.
Yeah, give her a beat.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Nick Jonas and Priyanka Chopra getting married this weekend?
I'm ready to cry.
Yes, you are. Thoughts on A&E's show, The Clinton Affair. It was Monica Lewinsky's first interview.
Monica looks good in that picture.
Yeah, she does.
Was that from the interview?
No, it was not. No.
I adore Monica. I just want, and we know, we're friends with Monica.
Yeah.
She's a good lady. Always been super sweet, super generous. I want to see her evolve out of the Clinton years.
Thank you very much, Sandy Bernhard. Second, on tonight's Atlanta, Eva and her mom planned her wedding, and although Eva was the one trying on dresses, it was sometimes very hard to tell which one was the bride. Take a look at the mother of all wedding planning arguments. Watch.
Eva, I'd like them to pull a dress here that has sleeves. You're telling her it's not her wedding, it's my wedding.
You have to close your eyes.
Okay. I don't like the two.
You can't say what you don't like before I've even seen it.
I'm done. I'm about to elope like my mama did.
There are 150 people coming.
My part is 40 people.
Well, I have a problem with that.
Why?
Because there's a few more I want to invite.
It's expensive to a wedding. So.
Okay, I feel bad. You just don't want.
If someone feels bad on my wedding, it shouldn't be me.
Wait a minute.
She has so many opinions of what it's supposed to be that I can't even remember what I think.
Aw, did mama really make you cry?
Mama made me cry.
She really did. And it wasn't just that it was my mom. It was just being overwhelmed with all that's going on. And the one person that I care about the most, I'm arguing with the most. It was just so frustrating.
Of course.
Finally, once upon a time on America's Next Top Model, Eva participated in the show's famous makeover week. Here's what, although it's been a minute since then, Eva is still managing to find herself steeped in makeover drama. Take a look.
Okay, the question is, who do you think in this group needs a makeover? I don't need a makeover.
No shade. Yeah. I'm gonna pass the peach.
If the question is who's the most fashionable out of the two of you, Candy's hands down the most fashionable.
She gave me the makeover.
Well, no, Eva implied it. She just didn't say it. She was like, so in true fashion of the game, I'm gonna pass it on to you.
She's the most plain Jane one there, but I need the makeover.
You wanna come for me? No, baby, you need to check yourself because I look damn good.
Oh. You surprised by that?
I was definitely surprised. Yeah. I was extremely surprised. Well, for starters, we can put like the whole makeover gate to bed.
Yeah.
If we watch that correctly, Nene got the question first. Passed it to Portia. Portia then passed it to me. And then I passed it to Shamari. Right. So how I became this big shady bug in the moment, I don't know. But Candy is being very messy.
Well, go to WWHL.TV. Tell us on a scale of 1 to 10 how shady is Miss Eva the Diva. Tell us what you think. You're at a 7 now. We'll see if that changes. Sandra, Sarah T. wants to know what your last interaction with Roseanne was. And would you consider guest starring on The Conners?
I spoke to Roseanne after I filmed the episode I was on last year, and you know, it was like, it was before all the things went completely
crazy. Yes.
Yeah, and of course I'd love to be on The Conners, sure. Yeah. Why not?
Eva, what were your reactions to Winnie Harlow's comments about Top Model on Watch What Happens Live? Did you see that?
Yeah, you know what? It amazes me that people get opportunities and they totally forget who gave them those opportunities. Like, Winnie Harlow is a beautiful girl, but let's be clear. We know her because of Top Model. The world knows her. Drake knows her. Wiz Khalifa knows her because of Top Model. So to like diss Tyra, who gave everyone this huge platform, I think is really whack.
Sandy Mandy B said, I remember seeing you on the Richard Pryor show. Did you believe the rumors that Richard Pryor and Marlon Brando were lovers? I think Quincy Jones said that.
Sweetheart, we didn't talk about those things back then.
You did not.
Not in 1978.
Right. Well, that's too bad. Because I'd like to know.
I know. I would like to know.
Georgina A wants to know, Eva, whose side were you on in the OC reunion, Vicky or Kelly?
Ooh. See, it's hard because I absolutely adore Vicky. She's everything, but that was wrong. Yeah. That was wrong. I was on Kelly's side for sure.
Next week on Atlanta, the women go to Nene's Boobs and Bourbon event, and things between Eva and one of the guests go tits up. Take a look at this sneak peek.
Say the least.
Giovanna, you and Eva, y'all went to the same school. Did y'all go at the same time?
I didn't know
we did. We did. You're really good friends with Tiffany, which is my BFF.
Right. How do y'all not know each other?
Can I spit out what the f- I'm trying to say? So my problem is...
Oh, we have a problem.
When we first sat down, you said, very nice to meet you, as if it was the very first time that you met me.
I don't recall meeting you before.
There's absolutely no way I'm going to hang out with anyone that opts to wear a flammable yellow dress reminiscent of a banana-flavored condom.
Oh! That was some good shade, right, Sandy?
Well, thank you.
Honey, she got me beat.
Let's go to Emily from Houston. Hey, Emily, what's your question?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hi. Well, first I want to say hi to my friend Michael that's in the audience tonight. Michael, I love you.
Thank you.
Do I feel an engagement coming on?
What's your question?
My question's for Sandra. Sandra, I love you too.
Thank you.
I wanted to know, how do you feel after your last talk with Mariah? Do you think y'all finally buried the hatchet? Maybe future friends?
Buried the hatchet with Mariah?
I never had a hatchet with Mariah.
Yes.
I always loved her. But, of course, she's over the top. And who wouldn't want to, like, pay tribute to Mariah Carey, to Mimi?
Yes.
Because when a butterfly flaps its wings in China, you feel it here in Manhattan.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry, Mimi is a butterfly.
Yes, she is.
And I adore her.
And she's emancipated.
And she has been emancipated.
Super emancipated. Yes. And yes, I feel like we have absolutely got, we're going into the new year in a whole new way.
Thank God.
Love you, Mimi.
Yes, let's go to Candace from South Carolina. Hey, Candace, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for Eva.
Okay.
Eva, why Beautiful. Have you been so shady towards Cynthia this season?
I am not so shady. Listen.
You're not shady.
Well, I don't think that I'm shady towards Cynthia. I think it was the truth. I mean, if I was called a vet, I would, like, think that someone was paying homage to me. Like, I've never heard someone call someone a vet, and that was, like, a negative thing. Uh-huh. So saying, like, a veteran walk... Tyra's a vet, and she's mother of them all.
Right.
But I call Cynthia mother, and I'm shady.
Right.
But Tyra's mother. Mm. So I'll just consider Tyra mother and love her veteran walk.
All right. Sandy, what do you think?
Oh, well, you know, I know Cynthia first. I put her in my film, Without You, I'm Nothing. You know that? Way back in the day.
Yeah.
Love Cynthia.
Love
She's a good lady.
She is.
She's a good lady.
She is. Yeah.
Okay.
She's a good lady, too.
It's game time, everybody. We are so excited for Sandra's new show, Quicksand, at Joe's Pub over Christmas, that we got Eva tickets to a preview, or so we thought. It's time for Quicksandy. Eva, you're going to head on over to the green screen where you will begin sinking into quicksand as celebrity volunteers pop in. You try to rescue you. Sandy's going to describe them for you to ID. If you guess 7 correctly in 60 seconds, you are saved. Sandy, look over here at this monitor.
Okay.
We are going to put 60 seconds on the clock and go.
She has a new play opening right now, musical. She's Sunny and
Cher.
Yes.
She is the queen of television. You know her.
Wendy Williams.
No, well, you are, but she gives to everybody. She's
Oprah.
Yes.
God, when are you gonna come down?
Speaking of queens,
he lives in Atlanta too. He's on tour. He's on his farewell tour.
Oh, on a farewell. Oh, Elton John.
Yes, yes, very good. Wow.
This woman is a funny girl. Funny girl.
Okay.
She's the best singer in the world.
Whitney Houston?
No.
She's a Jewess.
You know her.
Barbra Streisand.
Yes, very good. Oh my God.
Well, I wasn't so great.
That's okay. Sandra, Lauren B. wants to know, what have you done to celebrate Britney Spears' birthday today?
Oh. Everything under the sun.
Yeah.
I've just been toxic.
Yes. Eva, Diane R. wants to know what you think about Shamari calling you a plain Jane.
I think it's laughable.
Eva, Pam D. wants to know your thoughts about the new girls, Emily and Gina, to OC.
I love Gina. Like,
you do.
I adore Gina. I think she's everything. Emily, I'm still
Figuring out. Okay.
Yeah.
Jill S. emailed Sandra, since you played a satanic priest on American Horror Story.
Priestess.
Hi,
priestess.
You were great.
Thank you, honey.
Yes, you were so great. Which celebrity would you be the least shocked to find out that they're the Antichrist?
Which celebrity? Oh, my God. I think you've stumped the panel.
Really?
Maybe Sharon Stone, just because she's so... I love Sharon Stone, yeah. But there's something about her that terrifies me.
Yes, okay.
And has for years. But yes. She's so sweet. She's a sweetheart.
Yes, I love
her. Scares me, though.
Classic. It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Michelle Obama for dropping the S word while talking about the Lean In movement before an audience of thousands at her book tour event in New York last night. I love this. For years, I've been publicly campaigning for her to be a guest on this show, and I never thought I would say it, but I think Michelle Obama might swear too much to come here. Our jackal goes to Kelsey Grammer and his wife, Katie, for telling TMZ that they're not really buying climate change.
Who's that dumb bitch?
That's his wife.
My God. How did he trade the men?
Yeah, he does. I thought after all those years of playing a therapist, he would at least be kind of fake smart. You know what I mean?
Exactly. It doesn't work that way,
it
apparently.
It doesn't, no.
No. No, sweetheart.
Okay. I want to thank Sandra, Eva, and Mahogany and Brian. Back in the clubhouse. Sandemonium is at the Sorting Room at the Wallace Annenberg. In Beverly Hills, December 13th through 15th.
Yes.
Quicksand at Joe's Pub in New York, December 26th through 31st. I'll be there.
Yes.
Sandyland on Radio Andy, Channel 102 on Sirius XM. Eva is on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Sundays at 8 on Bravo. Behind the bar, it's Mahogany Locks and Brittany McGowan. Brittany, when are you and Shane Keough getting married?
So we have not set a date yet.
Okay.
But we can't figure out exactly how we want to get married. Do we want to make it big? Do we want to make it really intimate? So we're still trying to figure it out.
How long have you been engaged?
For like a year now.
Okay.
I know. We're
time
not
to
rushing
figure it out.
It. I know. We need to figure it out. I know. We're not rushing it, but.
Sweet. Okay.
Yeah.
Deal or No Deal premieres Wednesday with back-to-back new episodes at 8 on CNBC. You can see Mahogany and Brittany there with their magic briefcases. Guess what? Oh, Tyra nice. Banks was here last week, and she has a question for Eva. Roll it.
Wow. All right, Eva the Diva. I need you to be honest. Which housewife would be eliminated first if they were on America's Next Top Model?
Oh, there's a couple that would be a double elimination. But I think the first housewife to actually go home would be Candy if it was, like, for modeling.
Okay.
She does a lot of things well, but, you know, it's just not the...
Okay. Let's go to Daryl from Ohio. Hey, Daryl, what's your question?
Hello, Andy, darling. Hello, Sandra, darling, and Eva. You all look scrumptious. My question is for Sandra.
Okay.
Sandra,
hi, baby.
Darling, if you were a housewife or if you had a daughter that was the Atlanta housewives, how would you or her handle shade with a snap?
How would you handle all the shade? How would you advise your daughter to handle all the shade coming at her from other women?
I love you, Sandra.
Honey, I'd tell her, run hell. Like hell.
Let's go to Tori from Florida. Hey, Tori, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I want to ask Eva, who do you feel has the bigger ego, Nene or... I forgot what I was supposed to say. Nene or Tyra?
Oh, who has a bigger ego, Nene or Tyra?
You know, those are very powerful women, but I don't find them to be very egotistical. I thought you were going to say someone else on the show. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't think Nene's egotistical, and I definitely don't think Tyra is.
Who did you think she was going to say?
I thought you were going to say Marlo. Mm. I was going to say, well, you know the answer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Let's go to James from Texas. Hey, James, what's your question?
Hey, Sandy.
Hi,
hey,
James. Hey, James.
You're in some Austin, Texas. When do you start filming Propose, Sandy?
I'm starting February through May. Four months. Yes. I'm very excited and honored to be a part of that great show. And season two is going to be, well, it's going to be
amazing. We are so excited for you.
Thank you. Very excited. Let's go to Alicia from Iowa. Hey, Alicia, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I have a question for Portia. For Portia. Oh, my God.
Oh! He's like, this is not a wig.
consider taking advice from Candy on the mama drama?
Have I taken any advice from Candy about the mama drama?
Yeah, would you consider taking advice from her since Candy's always got a lot going on with her mom?
She might be able to give me a nice little two cents, especially with matrimony involved and all that. Candy's definitely been down that road.
Let's go to Monica from Oklahoma. Hey, Monica, what's your question?
Hey, yeah, I was wondering for Sandra, who's your favorite guest on Radio Andy?
My favorite guest? Well, I have to say... on a regular basis, Judy Gold has really been fabulous, really fun. And Liz Winstead, and Lady Bunny.
You've had Jane Fonda a few times.
Lily Tomlin. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah.
But, you know, when people come on a regular basis and we have our little thing, you know.
It was so exciting when we ambushed Mariah and got her to come
in. Oh, my God, yeah. Mariah Carey. Come on.
I mean, we worked it.
We worked
that.
It. We
stayed on the air. We were
sweating.
Yes, we were.
We stayed on my...
I stayed on your show.
Which you
we
never
did a crossover.
Have.
It was
a crossover.
Crazy. Yes.
Yeah.
It was a whole experience.
That's good.
I love a top knot.
Yeah.
I feel like not everyone can pull a top knot off.
No, I was going to say, not everybody can.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tyra did teach me less is more. So sometimes you just pull it up.
Yeah.
I thank you very much, Andy.
Yes.
With Andy approved, that's
gorgeous.
Good. Yes, thank
it
you.
Is. Are you having fun being on the show holding a peach this season?
I am. I'm having a good time. I can say that watching the show is a nice surprise.
Yes. Why? Could you see what others say about you?
Yeah.
Oh, what was your reaction to... the conversation at Cynthia's house where Nene talked about her being asked to speak at your wedding.
Well, yeah, I didn't actually need to be in my wedding. I asked Nene to speak at my wedding. Okay. And I thought it was a nice gesture, and I thought that she was happy with it, too. So I was a little surprised that I happened to be table time conversation.
Right.
But I was a lot of table conversation.
Yes.
I mean, Candy made me a lot of her conversation. Don't understand why, but I was.
There you go. Mm. All right. Well, Sandy, I'm going to be with you bright and early in the morning on the radio.
You got it.
All right. And Eva, we look forward to more from you. And can't wait for Dear Little Mojo. Thank you. Congratulations on the wedding. Thank you, Mahogany. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Wait, before you go, here's a sneak peek of OC.
You told me you were going to lose your kids, and I felt bad for you and told you what she was saying.
I never would have said to you I was going to lose my kids.
You said
custody battle. I'm going to a custody issue now. Don't put words in my mouth.
I didn't say the words. You are an open book of bullshit.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments. But business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
your favorite coffee shop down the street, to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.